My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Hey lovely, welcome to part 3. Are you ready to find out some not so super quick secrets today? It's time to have some fun and ask the questions that you really want to know the answers to. Part 3 is the place to be to pick up some more awesome book ideas, learn about some cool places that you can travel to in the future sometime, and what would you say is the scariest thing that you've ever done? Plus, have you ever done anything as weird as today's guest? Get ready for your weekly dose of not so super quick secrets. Okay, so Nikki, what is the most inspiring book that you think you've ever read?
Do you know what? This is actually pretty embarrassing. I've never read a book in my life.
What?
Never.
Wow. Okay.
I think because I've always been in quite a busy environment and quite a noisy environment and quite a stressful environment. I never really have much time to myself. But I am changing that this year. So I am currently reading an inspirational book called The Secret, which...
Oh, I love The Secret. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm trying to change the way I think and ask for certain things. And yeah, I'm actually finding it quite, I can't say inspiring now because that was the title.
Of course you can say it's inspiring.
Quite inspiring. Let's just go with that.
That is awesome. And for those of you that haven't read this yet or haven't like heard of it, The Secret is phenomenal. And it's essentially like, it basically talks about whatever you put out into the universe kind of comes true almost. It kind of happens, it manifests in some sort of way. And it's an incredible story. Well, it's not really a story. Is it a story? I can't remember. It's been ages since I read it.
Oh, like a mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, but it really gets you into this certain way of thinking that's just kind of makes you kind of go, oh, that's probably why XYZ didn't happen when I thought that I wanted it to, but I actually didn't want it to. stuff like that. So yeah, it really gets you thinking about different things, gets you kind of, I like it. I think it was awesome. That's just me. It does also count, you know, if you watch like inspirational videos on YouTube, for example, or you listen to inspirational books on like Audible or something like that, that also counts. So is there anything that you wanna add in there?
I haven't really done any of that. I'm terrible.
You're not terrible.
Honestly, yeah, I just focus on my drawing, and I'm a big film addict, so I watch films all the time and
cool. Yeah,
not so much read.
What kind of films would you recommend?
Oh God. The brain frog is going to hit me massively here.
That's okay.
I have an awful memory. I cannot remember films to save my life. But let's just say I've probably seen 90% of things on Netflix. I watch films all the time.
Nice. Okay, cool. Let's go with that. Okay. What is the weirdest thing that you think you've ever done?
That's a tough question. The weirdest thing I've ever done. See, I'm quite laid back. I don't do weird things.
I would say. Everyone does weird things.
Yeah, true. I am quite a weird person, actually. to be honest, I think putting myself out there with my business was very weird at the time because it was so out of character. Back then, I had zero confidence. I couldn't do this podcast back then. So to start a business for everyone to judge my work was weird.
Especially when you put it on an online platform as well, because I think it kind of people feel almost entitled to kind of go and shoot people down sometimes, don't they?
Yes.
Which is quite hard.
Yeah, it was. I remember working at Topshop at the time and showing people my first card designs, and it just stuck with me, you know, certain people's comments stuck with me, and I was like, I can't do this, but yeah, I went with it and I've done it.
Exactly. And how do you feel now?
Do you know what? I feel really proud of myself considering it's sort of 9 years down the line and I haven't given up. It's been hard, but I've got a really lovely audience that, you know, really lovely followers and stuff that support me no matter what. So yeah, that really helps.
That's amazing. You should be proud of yourself because it's an absolutely phenomenal thing that you've made.
Thank you.
I love it. It's so cute. So cute. Okay, what is the most amazing place that you've ever visited?
Top of my list would have to be the Amalfi Coast in Italy. It's beautiful and I didn't want to leave at all. I was on a trip with my boyfriend and his family and we were going around Italy for the week and generally just there were so many lovely places. I think we were staying in, I can't remember the town we were staying in, but it had lots of lemons. So anyone that knows Italy know where I'm talking about. It was just lots of lemons. But I can't remember. But we also visited Pompeii as well, which was just incredible. And it really just sort of took you back. So those places, Italy is amazing.
So just basically Italy.
Italy, yeah. Most of Italy.
I love that. I'm so wanting to go to Italy, so bad. And hopefully one day we will get to do that stuff again. But I will go. Let's just take a short break to thank our sponsors. Enabled Warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said it was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms. Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great. That's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there. And get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay Enabled Warriors. Now let's get back to our guest. Okay, what is the scariest thing that you've ever done?
Ooh, scariest thing I've ever done. Dun, dun, dun. Probably, it keeps relating back to starting my business. But honestly, putting myself out there, especially with my chronic illness. So actually talking about that openly is probably the scariest thing I've ever done. When I was diagnosed, I put my whole story out there, symptoms, I mean, every symptom, everything I'd been through. For friends and family to see, to judge. It was very scary to do so. But yeah, I've not had any bad reports from it. No bad feedback. So I think I did the right thing.
Yeah,
but totally. Yeah, it was scary. It was scary at the time.
It is. It is scary. I mean, what made you want to first start sharing your story?
The fact that I had never heard of endometriosis, and I'm a woman and 1 in 10 women get it, and I just thought that was a bit ridiculous that most women that I had spoken to didn't know what it was or had never heard of it. So yeah, it made me want to say, okay, I'm someone that looks quite well, and I sort of did hide my illness because I didn't know what was wrong. So everyone automatically just assumed, oh, you know, there's Nikki, she's got her own business, she's doing quite well, you know, young lady or whatever, got lots of energy, doing all these craft fairs, but it wasn't like that at all. So, yeah, I thought people should know really what goes on behind the scenes.
I love that. That's so great. And that's, it just shows you the kind of real life aspect of that and what it's actually like to live with that illness as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's so many people that, you know, you don't know anything about them. And they could be suffering, and they, you know, just seeing someone else's story could really help them.
Totally, yeah. And I think that's one of the good things that's actually come personally from my diagnosis, and I'm sure you feel like this too, but like the appreciation that you suddenly have for life and like the other people that are in there, and you kind of go, huh, you know, you've got to be nice to people because you don't know what's going on the inside, you know?
100%. And also just the little things, you don't take them for granted anymore. You know, when you can't do things in your bed bounds and all you're wanting to do is get that shower or take that bath, you know, or make that cup of tea. And then when you can finally do that, it just feels like the most amazing thing. So it does change you, definitely, having a chronic illness.
Definitely.
But in a better way.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And it's so great to, like you say, celebrate those wins that you have every day.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't matter how small you think they are or anything like that. It's just super important. And I've now renamed Wednesday on our Instagram to Wednesday. And if you follow us on Instagram, you can actually take part in this. We put a post out every Wednesday, asking for your wins for the day, however big or small. We're going to celebrate them together because I think it's so, so important to be appreciating what we can do rather than what we can't do.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to check that out.
You check that out for sure. So where can other warriors find out more about you and what you do?
So I'm most active on Instagram. So you can find me at innerboxdesign. Where else? I'm trying to build up my TikTok followers, but they're not very, I haven't got many. But I'm trying to make more videos on there as well. So I would say Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, all under the same tag, InnerBoxDesign.
That's a lot of profiles to keep on top of, I've got to say.
Yeah, lot of profiles.
Yeah, I've not even like gone into the whole TikTok thing yet. I'm just like, nah, can't be bothered. I feel too old for it, personally.
I know. Do you know what? I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago that I got it, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna have to start making videos now, because when Instagram released the reels, you don't get the music on a business account, so it really bugged me. So I thought, okay, what's another way of doing this? And basically TikTok is like reels anyway, so if you use your TikTok and connect the music, you can then just connect it to Instagram. So it was perfect. Why would I not do that?
Do you know, I've only actually just first discovered what a reel is, like in the last week or so. Instagram is just like, I find it's a really hard platform. I don't know why, but I just like, ugh. It just seems.
Yeah, there's always something new, isn't there?
Yeah, always. It changes all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've literally just learned it. What are you doing?
I know.
So annoying. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show today, lovely. We have learned so, so much from you. And thank you so much for raising awareness of endometriosis and all the invisible illnesses, word putty type things. Awesome.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. And remember, warriors, stay enabled. Thanks so much, Nikki. See you soon. Bye.
And that's it for part 3. Remember to click the link in the show notes and claim your free inspirational audiobook mentioned in today's episode from the Audible Library when you create an account today. Join us next week as we find out about more illnesses and we get inspired. Hey, I'm over here giving you a virtual high five right now, Enabled Warrior, because you just completed another episode of the Disabled to Enabled podcast. And that is so awesome. Well done. This time together has flown by though, so let's keep the conversation going. You are exclusively invited to join me in the Enabled Warriors Facebook group. We're a community of like-minded warrior friends with all kinds of different illnesses. We love playing games, doing quizzes, sharing our pet photos, and we are all there for each other through the bad times. All the links are waiting for you in the show notes, so I'll see you in there when you join.